The World This Week. Politics.
Ukraine claimed to have hit the Moskva, the flagship of Russia's Black Sea Fleet, with two missiles. Russia later admitted that it had sunk, although it blamed the loss on a fire. NATO countries began to deliver heavier weapons to Ukraine to help repel the Russian offensive. America, Britain and Canada all promised to supply heavy artillery. Russia stepped up its warnings of negative consequences if Finland and Sweden join NATO. The Finnish Parliament held a debate on membership this week. In Sweden, dozens of people were injured, most of them police, when riots broke out in several cities over plans by the leader of a far-right Danish group to burn a copy of the Quran. He was conducting a tour of areas that have big Muslim populations. Emmanuel Macron clashed with Marine Le Pen in their only televised debate ahead of the French presidential election on April 24th. Ms. Le Pen was put on the spot about her previous links to Russia. She attacked Mr. Macron over the high cost of living. Protests continued in Sri Lanka over an economic crisis, which has seen food and fuel prices rocket. Police fired live rounds into a crowd of demonstrators, killing at least one. The government has suspended debt payments and is negotiating with the IMF. Pakistan carried out airstrikes in Afghanistan, killing almost 50 people, in response to an increase in attacks in Pakistan by jihadists that Pakistan says are based in Afghanistan. José Ramos Horta won East Timor's presidential election. A winner of the Nobel Peace Prize, Mr. Ramos Horta was president between 2007 and 2012. He says he ran for office again to bring stability to the young country. More than 100 Palestinians were said to have been injured in the compound of Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque in clashes with Israeli riot police, who accused the Palestinians of throwing stones and firecrackers at Jews praying at the Wailing Wall below. Several hundred were arrested, most of whom were later released. Israel carried out an airstrike in Gaza after it said a rocket was fired from there, the first such attack in months. No one was hurt. The worst drought in the Horn of Africa since 1981, together with conflict in Ethiopia, may lead to as many as 20 million people going hungry this year, the UN warned. It says that about 6 million people in Somalia are on the brink of famine. Millions more are starving in Ethiopia's rebel-held Tigray region. At least 443 people were killed and dozens more are missing after floods swept away nearly 4,000 homes around the South African city of Durban. Many of those who died lived in shanty towns.